Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Cooling It Live podcast show. Well, I'm wondering what I'm going to talk about. Of course, Star Trek. Of course, Star Wars. Of course, summertime. Of course, everything else behind all of that love that I said we're going to talk about. In this episode, and a couple of episodes behind this, we're going to still talk about the Will Smith slap and the war in Ukraine. And you know, Star Trek fans know what's up, right? Y'all know. Huh? You already know? You really want to know? Really want to know? Space. The final frontier. These are the voices of the Star Trek Enterprise. Their 5-year mission. Explore strange new worlds. Seek out new life and new civilizations. Before we go, where Paramount and CBS have never took us before. Captain Christopher Pike story. One more week. And I'm trying to get everybody emotional and get ready for it. You know, I'm so emotional. I'm trying to get ready for it, you know. But I'm a little behind on bills and all. I want to get a TV and everything. Just for the show. I want to buy a new TV just for that show. You know? But I gotta take care of everything else before I can do that. But before the show ends, I'm going to have my new TV. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that they put Captain Pike and Star Trek online too. Oh, that's another thing. All the Star Trek fans. It's called Paramount CBS. Let's upgrade Star Trek Online. Let's make it like Grand Theft Auto. That's right. People who operate Star Trek Online, they gotta upgrade that. You know, they gotta make it like Grand Theft Auto. I mean, real life. Make it more, the graphics and everything more better. You know. I mean, it's a great thing and everything. I know, and special effects and graphics are really good, but gotta make it just like Grand Theft Auto, you know. Make it real, like just like the Rodman in Grand Theft Auto. Come on, Paramount CBS, put the money out and do that. You got a lot of people who play Star Trek Online, a lot of them, and it got so much on there, you know. I don't know what to say, you know, but I don't know if to spend my money or not, you know. I don't know. Do I have to? No. Do I really have to spend my money? Because it need to get better, you know. I mean, it's good. It's really good, but y'all can make it just like Rockstar make Grand Theft Auto, you know, in the other games, like Fallout 4 and all. I mean, if you make it like that, then, oh yeah. I mean, Star Wars, look at Star Wars. Their graphics and their people, it's just right. Come on, Star Trek. Come on, people. Make Star Trek Online. Come on, do it. Different engine. I don't know what engine you need to do to do it, but just make it really. You know. But it's great. I still say it's great, but you need to get step into the reality world, man. Catch up with the other games. You know. I mean. when you shoot the game, when you shoot the gun and everything, it goes all over the board. Then the camera jerks and stuff like that. I mean, it's something like, it's like the early games, you know? And you need to fix some bugs in it, you know, and upgrade the character system. I know it's free and everything, but hey, you know, people will pay, you know? I know people will pay, you know? Make another version on Star Trek Online, you know? Start another one. You know, this one is good. Start another version, you know? I know there's a new Star Trek game coming, and I haven't looked for it yet, but I know it's coming. But hopefully, it might be already be here. Anybody know about that? You know about the new Star Trek game? I heard about it last year. But it's supposed to be coming, you know? I don't know what it's about. I ain't heard that much about it. I didn't even check up on it, you know? But yeah, it's going to be a new Star Trek game coming out right around this time, you know, right around this time. And see those captains on board? That to me? I'm going to get a poster. We're going to have seven captains. Christopher Pike, C. Kirk, Dot Arch, and need Crystal Pike, and you need Captain Michael Burnham. Already got five. Just need the seven. The seven. Alright. So I just hope Paramount will make another picture like this, or whoever made the poster and all. This is one of my favorite posters. And I hope we get the poster of all six or seven captains. No. All of them got a TV show. All of them is great captains. I got my favorite. No. I got Captain Burton. Captain Michael Burton. And Sisko. That's Sisko right there. And the rest just falls right behind them. But, guys, I'm going to talk more about this later before the show ends about Star Trek. Okay? But let's talk about the video games and Grand Theft Auto. Now, everybody, I haven't heard no news on Grand Theft Auto yet. No news. None at all. Not one bit. I don't know why. I don't know why. And is it just, maybe it's in development. Grand Theft Auto 6 is in development, and Rockstar have been really close about this. You know, there've been fakes, lookalikes, and everything about the game, and rumors when it's coming out. But my prediction is, it gonna come out between the end of 2023 or the middle of 2024. And right around, when I say middle, right after 4th of July. And right between Labor Day or after Labor Day. Between 2023 or 2024. You're gonna get Grand Theft Auto. Okay? So, Still hoping that they make Fallout 5, because Fallout 4 I'm playing right now, so I'm hoping that they make Fallout 5. But that's a great game too. It's a long and really one game, but you get to build everything, you get to do everything in that game, just like Grand Theft Auto. I mean, You do a little bit more than you do in Grand Theft Auto. I mean, you build stuff. You got your own. I got a gun. I got the original phaser gun from Star Trek. My character used in Grand Theft Auto. That's right, Star Trek fans. The original phaser gun Captain Kirk used. I got it in my Fallout 4 character. They put it in there. Somebody put it in there. I mean, somebody loves Star Trek too. They got a lot of Star Wars and stuff in there. All the costumes and stormtroopers. I used them, but my favorite gun is Star Trek gun. You know, I'm hoping, please give us the Star Trek uniforms in Grand Theft Auto and Fallout 4. Okay? Anybody who delivered and make mugs for Fallout 4, can you please give us the Star Trek uniforms? All of them. I want them in Fallout 4. You gave us the phaser gun. Give us the uniforms. All the uniforms. From the first season, from the original season to Enterprise to Voyager to Discovery to Picard. Give us the uniforms. Okay? You gave us the gun. We need the uniform. And you give us that. That's gonna be really cool. We got the Star Wars uniforms and stuff in Fallout 4. Why can't we get Star Trek uniforms? You know? So anybody that make Fallout 4 mugs the one who made the phaser work in Fallout 4, give us the gun. Give us the uniforms. If you listen, I'm really pleased that we got the gun, the phaser gun. It's so cool. I mean, you can do anything that gun. I'll be shooting left and right with that gun, you know. And I've been shooting all the raiders and Death Cross and all. And it only takes 3 shots when you shoot that phaser gun. 3 shots and they're gone. Ain't like the guns and all. You gotta take like forever. But get 3 shots, boom. Sometimes take 2 or 1 shot. And especially the big crab. Shoot them in 1 shot. You know, they just crack like a crack. And I'll be shooting them and just shoot them 1 shot. Man, it is so cool, you know. But, hey, guys, I mean, video games came a long way, and all. And they're going forward. They going to the next level. One day we're gonna have a hologram. We're gonna walk in just like we do, just like they do in Star Trek Next Generation. We're gonna have a hologram. The holodeck, you know. And they're gonna put it in, they're gonna make it so we can have it in our house. Then we just have to pay the, I don't know how they're gonna do it, but it's already gonna be made in the houses. And then you got to get the money to turn it on and all. And get the game sorted and stuff. Or whatever you want to do. But I think in the future, we're going to have that. We're definitely going to have it. And it's being delivered development right now. But they probably getting closer and closer and getting it, you know. Just look at the video games. I mean, no, they just so much advance, you know. But the makers of Star Trek and the makers of Fallout 4, we need the Star Trek uniforms, okay? Okay, and we need the more better graphics in Star Trek Online, okay? Make Star Trek Online better. Upgrade it. Make it better. You know, I read some of the comments. Some fans is not really happy, and they said they're not going to play until they try to upgrade it. I mean, be standing in the corner and freeze, and sometimes you can't turn and nothing like that. I mean, it's a good game, you know. I mean, you can go all the way back to the Discovery and to Star Trek, the original, and then work your way up to the future, you know. I got like 10 characters on Star Trek online. Haven't played them in a while because Jessica has got the TV and all. But soon I get my new TV. It's on. She's away for the weekend right now, so I'm trying to get some game time in that right now. But I got a job to do, and one of my jobs is to get online, because Speak, they give me a little bit of change for this, and that little bit of change helped me pay my bills and stuff, and so on and all. And I just like talking to y'all people. And now I got YouTube up. I'm making a tape right now, video right now, at the same time me doing my show. No? And then I just upgraded on YouTube, uplink on YouTube, and I'll finish the show. Uplink that on you on what you call Facebook and all that. And I go do another show and everything. Okay? And that's about it for the video games and all. That's what I wanted to say about the video games. And for Star Wars Obi Kenobi, I really think that it's going to come this month, next month. Okay, so that's why I need it. That's why I want me to get a TV, you know. But y'all can pray that I can get a TV. Just pray for me if I get a TV. Everything's fine, guys. Everything's fine. Great relationship with my kids and everything. It's going well. Michael and Donald together for the weekend. Donald went over Michael's stay for the weekend. Jessica's with Nikki, who keep Ashley. So, I'm here, and I played most of the game all night, and also, I was playing it this morning too, so I just stopped for a while and do the show, and after this, I'm going to go back and play for a little bit more, and then I will do a couple more shows, a couple more recordings. And that should be enough to last, you know, and just get them promoted. Try to get those ratings stay up and all. But soon I get to my promoters, they do their job to promote them and everything. And my show get a lot of ratings, you know. I get a lot of ratings. I'm so glad. I mean, I know I'm getting old and everything, but anybody ever have a problem sometimes when you get in your 50s and all, trying to stay awake, you know? I've been doing that for the past days now. No, I don't think I have corona or nothing. I think I don't have the coronavirus or nothing, COVID-19 or nothing. Because I know you get petite and all that if you have it. But I don't think I have that, and I don't have no other systems, you know. I mean, I ain't used to it. I haven't lost the sense of taste or nothing like that, and all that stuff. No headaches, no salt, or swallowing and stuff like that. But I'll just be asleep, and just fall asleep for no reason. I don't know what's going on. Sleep. some kind of sleep disease or something, sleep apnea or something. I mean, I don't know. I need something to keep me awake, so I'm gonna have to tell my doctor about that. But I know I don't have COVID-19. I just wanna throw that out there, you know, and just see anybody else had the same thing. Don't have to be 50 and older or 40 and older. No, you might be child in the 30s and 20s. Do you have that same problem, you know, trying to stay awake, just playing a game, then all of a sudden you just doze off for no reason. Just got up, woke up, played a game, and all of a sudden I'm sleeping again. You know? I dealt cold water on my face, and everything. So I just said to myself, I'm going to do a game, play the game again, keep doing water on my face and all, walk around and all, wake myself up, you know. And also, I'm going to go do my show, you know. And I'll come back, I'm going to be staying awake, you know. So my eyes is like tripping now, you know. I don't know. Don't know what's going on. But last night I went to bed late too, so that might have something to do with it. You know, might have something to do with it. And so I don't know. I just wonder, and anybody have that problem? Sleep apnea or just trying to stay awake. Soon you get up in the morning, you sit down, and next thing you know, you're sleeping again. I can't deal with that. You know, I gotta stay awake. Go to bed when it's time to go to bed. Sleep when it's time to sleep. And just do your thing during the day. You know, can't be sleeping all day. It's a lot going on in the world, still going on in the world, you know. We not out of the woods with Russia, you know. We not out of the woods with Russia. And like I said, one incident with NATO country, it's one incident, that going to lead to World War III, you guys. So you got to pay close attention. You don't have to watch the whole news and everything. Just watch it. Nip it a little bit. Just glance at it for a couple minutes, just to see what's going on, you know. But you gotta keep your eyes on that. I mean, I don't know where this going. And Russia, Putin know this. He know what he's doing, you know, and that's why he started this war with Ukraine. You know, he know what he's doing. And that's why he started this, you know. And he just waiting for an incident to happen. And I just hope it don't happen. I just hope he stopped this war, you know. Just turn it off, you know. I mean, people of Ukraine, they was peaceful people, and just going about their business every day. It's a little country, probably didn't even hear about that much until now, you know. Then right by Moscow, little country just minding business, ain't doing nothing, have their own little democracy and all, living their life, you know. But here come Russia, and all its ugly looking troops killing innocent kids and babies and all, you know. I tell you, when Putin goes, he gonna go. He gonna go in a big way, you know, what he did, you know. Yeah. it's just this unfair, you know. But people, my fans and audience, keep an eye on that, okay? Just don't turn your back on that, okay? It's very important. I mean, seem like nothing going on, like it's okay. No, it's not okay. It's not okay, guys. It's not okay. I'm telling you. So keep your eye on that. You never know what Putin might do next, you know. Yeah, so just keep your eye on that, and hopefully we will get through this, and just keep praying for the people of Ukraine, for the women, children, and men that are fighting for their country. I mean, it's just terrible. It's terrible. And everybody know here in Baltimore know what's going to happen this year, right? It's summertime. And when you turn on the news, you know what you're going to hear about, right? Yeah. We know it's coming. And it's just, I just hope it don't come. You know, what we're going to hear about, we're going to hear about it. Shootings. I mean, it's just one of those things that I just hope we get a grab on as a Baltimore community city. We get a grab on this and we stop it some kind of way. We can stop this. There's got to be a way. There's got to be a way to stop it. And police don't have all the answers. It's the communities that have the answers too. It's two sides of the puzzle, you know. And if you let the bad piece in, it's not going to fit. And they're just going to force their way in, you know. And I'm just saying that it's just Baltimore people, communities, all the communities in Baltimore City, wake up, okay? Wake up. If you really love your city, wake up. Because it's happening, you know. It's just one of those things that's happening. And I don't know what to say, because it ain't really nothing I can say. No, it's up to the people. It's up to the people. All right. And just pray. Those who do pray, and I'm talking about everyone around the world and around the country who pray and believe in Jesus. Pray for Baltimore. And other cities too. Not only Baltimore, but other cities that have the same problem. And this is one of those dead times that you're graduating. If half of those kids that graduate, they're going to drop out. They're not even going to go to college or can't afford a college. I'm just hoping. Just hoping they find those, we don't lose most of those kids. I mean, it's a great time. No, it's a great time. And everybody who's 35 and older, remember that time when they graduated. So, you know, it's a great time. Encourage your kids to stay in college, stay in high school. One of those feelings, not only getting married is your big day, but graduation in your prom is your big day too. Okay? That's your day. It's your day. It's like When you get married, it's you and your husband day. Then y'all have your ceremony after the wedding. Where you have your prom, that's your ceremony. That's you celebrating all the hard work you did from kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade. Celebrating all that hard work and continuing that hard work into college, you know. That's why we have proms, you know, and you celebrating it, and you, it's a gorgeous day, you know. Some families, some kids don't have moms and dads to see them graduate, and because COVID-19 or some stupid stuff that happened on the street, you know. But that person that you do got, give that person a hug for pushing you, you know, alright? And once again, everyone who's graduating from elementary to high school to college, even the Navy Academy, congratulations, alright? I know we haven't done it yet, but congratulations. I'm giving my congratulations early. Keep up the good work. And we can make this country great, greater. Not great, but greater. Together. All together. Okay? But, and I can't wait to see my daughter up on stage too when she turns 21, Jessica. It's gonna be a moment too. I got to see Ashley graduate, and hopefully I'll get to see her graduate too. And we're gonna get everything great together and all. And we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. We're gonna get there. And I just say my kids, are so great. You know, I'm just so proud to have them. You know, so proud to be that dad, and so proud to have them. From Donald, Michael, Jessica, Ashley, including Myra. Just so glad they doing great. You know, and what a wonderful life and everything. But I'm sure y'all parents, grandparents know how I feel. Y'all know what I'm talking about, how I feel and everything. Those who don't, haven't been parents, including moms or dads, boy, you don't know what you're missing. Get that love come back real strong, and just one love, you know, one love, and this is the force of love, you know, and you'll feel it, you definitely will feel it. What else? Really nothing else right now, but tell you about a trip to Atlantic City that's coming up. Taking the whole family, all my kids, and we're going to Atlantic City on July the 9th. Now, Jessica can't go in the casino, so we're going to have to stay on the boardwalk and do things. I don't know how I'm going to do this, though. Hopefully, I have a lot of money. And just have fun with them, you know. I'm gonna take my camcorder. I'm gonna take cameras. I'm gonna take everything, so we can enjoy this day. And I might even show it on YouTube, some of the video on YouTube. So please subscribe to my channel, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show on YouTube. And you'll get a notification every time I put up a new video. So push that like, subscribe to the channel, and just watch me just talk, just have fun, just enjoy myself. And I am just so grateful, you know, this is how it's supposed to be. This the life, you know. But that's coming up with my family. But I got a lot of other stuff coming too, but I'm trying to work things out so I can get ready for it and all. But one of my biggest events is Star Trek Strange New Worlds. That's one of my biggest events. Now, I'm trying to get the TV before it goes out, for the first season goes away. And the two shows I'm probably going to miss the most, including Picard, is that one. I'm already missing the characters of Star Trek Discovery. I'm definitely going to probably miss them. But they start in their first season. Watch how fast the first season go. They're going to be looking back on the 5th and 6th season. Like Discovery Crew do. Yeah. It just seemed like yesterday when Discovery started, you know? Yeah. It just seemed like that yesterday it was the 2017th, you know? And Star Trek Discovery started and everything. And now it's 5 years. And that's how Strange New Worlds going to, your cast going to look at it. They're going to first year, and soon you turn around, you're going to be in your third and fourth year. And y'all going to like, where did the hell it goes? Where do these years went? Because it seemed like Star Trek Discovery just started, you know, and you turn around, it's already in the fifth year, and it seemed like it just started. Where do years go? Like, my goodness, fifth year. I mean, it started when I started work. Star Trek Discovery, you know. But they go fast. So the cast of Star Trek, The Strange New Worlds, get a pad, okay? Get a pad for some love and watch the years go past fast. Watch they fly past. Just like the hour. Just like this hour. Just started this show. And time already gone. Already gone. Feel like I just started. And I've heard some more stuff about Will Smith and some of the movies and all. The one that I'm really disappointed about is Bad Boys 4. Because Bad Boys 3 came out right around the pandemic. Right around February. And the pandemic, later on, they shut everything down. That movie wasn't even movie theaters that long. Because soon that movie started in February. The pandemic started right in the middle, at the end of February. And they shut movie theaters down and everything. You know, I got to watch it in the movie theater. You know, I got to watch it in the movie theater. But two weeks after that, they were shutting down stuff. The pandemic and everything was starting. I'm like, oh my goodness, you know. So anybody who saw it in the movie theater, give me a comment on the YouTube channel, you know. But I saw Bad Boys 3 in the movie theater. So I'm hoping the studios would go ahead and do it, you know, Bad Boys 4. The man man just made a mistake, guys. He just made a mistake. And I'm sure that, I don't know, I just don't know what to say about it no more. It's been done. It's been, many people talked about it and said their comments and how they feel about it and everything. But it's sad, because now Bad Boys is on hold. Bad Boy 4 and the other two movies projects that he had is on hold. But I heard it from work, but I don't really depend on the people from work either. Because they have, they know things too, you know. But I get my source from other people, you know, who's there, who's out there in LA, who getting the source, you know, and then put it on YouTube or something else. And but I'm really sorry, Will Smith, if you're listening, anybody in his party or his social media party, I'm sorry, man. I don't know what to say to you. No, I really don't. I'm sure Bad Boys 4 was going to be good, just like Bad Boys 3. And I'm sorry about that, people. Like I said, got some kind of sleep back after me, you know. And I don't know how to handle this. I'm not tired enough, you know. But I'm gonna handle it. I'm gonna do some more shows. I'm gonna play my video game, you know. So I'm just gonna have to fight this, stay awake or something, you know, for a whole bucket of cold water on my head or something. But I'm going to stay awake. And I'm just, this hope that we'll get the movies and everything. And that's really all I got to say on that. Because if you want to know more about the slap and everything, I'm sure it's a whole bunch of it on the internet. Negative and positive things, people saying and all, okay? Especially Facebook, the most gospel website in the world. Just check it out, you know? A lot of rumors and everything and stuff like that. I mean, but let me get one thing straight. Will Smith is not gone. He's still the top actor in Hollywood. One of the top actors in Hollywood. He's not gone. What we call, take a break. You know, he just took a break. But he's not gone. Okay? And I really don't know, you know, because he got bills to pay too. He got people that work for him, you know. He got a household somewhere in LA where they do the red table and that. I know you see it. They showed it when it comes on and all. And he got a mortgage to pay, you know. And he got bills to pay. That money will be really, really good right now, you know, for those three movies. And manage his money, pay his mortgage, pay his taxes, land tax, and pay his staff, you know. But he got people to work for him, got security, got all that stuff, you know, just like celebrities do. And just hope that this one little accident don't take all that stuff away from him. No. And he put away some money since it will send to Fresh Prince. Put away a lot of emergency money in case something like this happened, you know. So I'm sure he's pretty good in his finance. I'm pretty good. But you know how America is. You know how the people are. Talk and everything. And I'm not going to believe most of it, you know, unless it comes from Will Smith himself. Yeah, that's right. Unless it comes from Will Smith himself. But I guess that's the way it is, you know. That's life. I mean, you give a punch, you're going to get punched. Sometimes it's not going to be a physical punch, but it's going to be a financial punch. It's going to be a pull-out punch. It's going to be a love punch, where people who love you are going to turn their back on you and all. And just don't do stupid things in life, right? Those people who love you, make sure they're your root, okay? They're not your stump tree branch, or they're not your leaves from the tree. But they will blow away, soon trouble go. And that tree branch will fall off sooner or later, and they will be gone. But the root, just like Ty Purdy said, the root will be with you to life. If you find that one friend or that one social media people who surround you and lift you. So, you know, and I'm pretty sure he got a lot of those. Just because he's Will Smith, I'm sure he got a lot of close people who's just like that, you know, to him. And I don't know. Maybe you talk to Chris Rock, and maybe they'll sit down and talk. And every day, I'm sure Chris Rock just don't want nothing to happen to him either. He good family, great person. I'm just sitting here thinking, but that's just the way I see it, you know. And oh yeah, you know, May the 20th, my book come out, Mr. Boogie Shoes, second book. It's like second book, short story, short novel. It's on Amazon, but it's going to be in bookstores. I can feel it. It's going to be on demand in bookstores and all. So, I'm ready, y'all. Get your copy. Get your copy of this book right now. Go to Amazon. Order a copy. You can't order the packet paperback or on the hard copy yet, but you can order the ebook. Okay, so get the ebook and see how you like it and all. I carry a manuscript around everywhere I go, you know. And my next book is coming out in between October and November. It's called People from the Black Dimension. That will be my fourth book. And all, I made pretty good on my first book, Burning Love, Ocean and Sky. It's Burning Love, Ocean and Sky. I did good on that book. You know, I bought in a couple good money on that book, and did really well. Only thing about the book that is fixed now, Now you can order it and read it, but before you can't. When you order it, when you ordered the paperback, you couldn't read it. The words was already small. Well, I got that fixed. So a new version is up there. So go buy that book too. It's only 10 chapters. Really good book. Really good story. Go buy that book. And all. And just keep it real, people. It's summertime. It's summertime. And y'all be going to the beaches. Y'all be going to Ocean City. Going to West Virginia beaches and all. And I really don't like that much the summertime no more, because it's just too hot nowadays, you know. No. But I do enjoy it though. And I will be doing stuff for my kids in the summer, you know. This summer, though, but I just that the heat, you know, I just hope it won't be hot, and I just hope that it won't be hot. But yeah, I'm just trying to think of things, you know, to say, you know, and get y'all a good show, you know. But I'm working on things though. Remember Riverside later on this year, okay? I want you to get those emails to me so you can be a guest host, okay? And you'll be a host. All I have to do is invite you, okay? When I tell you it's up, you send me your email and I'll invite you to Riverside. We're going to do it right here on the computer, okay? And we're going to be doing the recording of Corey Woodlock podcast show at the same time on Riverside. I'll be talking to y'all. Alright, so I would like to see my audience all over the world and all over the country and everything. And I know y'all probably want to see me talk to me, you know. Like, what some of the things you'll be talking about, we don't understand. Sometimes we don't understand what you'll be talking about. Well, that's the point. You try to get understand it. You don't understand it, then it probably wasn't for you to understand. But, you know, I try to throw back some stuff in the memory of time too, you know. Just that time limit. I'm trying to remember things from the blast from the past. You know. But, once again, it's time to say goodbye. I love doing this. I love it. I just wish I can just sit here and do it all the time. But I can't. It's like a side job. Just come in, do it. Do what you have to do. Record from YouTube. And let your promoters promote your podcast and your YouTube channel. And when they promote it, they'll help you get audience. They give you to traffic and all. So, I'm happy that I'm back on YouTube though. And I'm not doing live show, but I'm just recording and doing the recording shows. Then I put them up on YouTube. Uplink them on YouTube. And then my promoter, they get it. And they take it from there. And they're my show. you know. And I love just talking about Star Trek. I know y'all know that. And excited about the new Star Trek that's coming. You know. I'm going to tell you more about the video games that I play. Just a little about everything. You know, just everything. And where I go next. Who knows? Who knows? Just have a strong head on your shoulders and just do what you have to do, people. Be strong. Do what you have to do to be strong and you got it, okay? Graduators, you got it. Baltimore people, we got this. Hopefully the shooting and all the violence will be down this summer. We got it. If we all come together, we got it. Star Trek fans, let's break some history, okay? Let's break the history. Let's break it. Let's show Paramount CBS. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry. Same way with Disney, Star Wars fans. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry. And we want more. We want more. Okay? So, to the next time. And I'll catch you on the show. And as always, live long and prosper. And may the force of Jesus be with you always. And always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Mara. And we love you. See you on the next show. Motor.